Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, the 80-20 rule, right, as it relates to financial planning. Can you go into that a little bit?
Sure. So a lot of financial websites use, you know, statistics or easy to use numbers to try to be memorable. And one of those things is, hey, when I retire, I need 80% of what I make today in order to retire comfortably. The idea is that I'm going to need less money, you know, in retirement than when I'm working.
Right.
And that is true for a lot of people. I would say that the majority of people we work with can live on less money when they retire than they're working. You know, obviously you don't have your Social Security taxes because you're not having earned wages anymore, so that helps. You may not be putting money into a 401k, or you won't be because you're retired, so you don't need that money. So that makes sense. But it really is kind of area specific. You know, in certain parts of the country where our customers reside, we have low property taxes. We have low cost of living. In those areas, it's easier to retire. You know, if you live in an area or certain states where maybe you don't have an income tax, but you've got high property taxes and high insurance rates. You know, we're seeing that a lot in Florida now, where, you know, one of the big things to be concerned with is insurance. And so really each customer needs to look at their unique situation and say, what's your budget?
Right.
What's your plan?
And it's probably not a bad idea to, like, 1 to 2 years before retirement,
right,
to write out your budget and then write out and say, okay, this is what it takes for me to live on now, and really get that number pinned down.
And that's one of my favorite things is, like, you know, don't just tell me, show me.
Yeah.
And so I grew up in Missouri, so the show me state.
Show me state.
Yeah. You know, and I really believe that. It's like, you know, I used to make fun of that when I was growing up, but the reality is it's really smart because it's not what you say you're going to do.
It's what you're doing.
It's what you're actually doing.
Right.
And if you're living this way, and you write that out for 1 to 2 years, and you're like, okay, you're going to be pretty solid in your budget. That's going to work.
Right.
And a lot of times that's 80%, but I would say it's different for everybody.
Right.
There is really no given. Some people might need 50%. Some people might need 110%. If you're going to travel a bunch and do a lot of big vacations and trips, they're expensive. You may need more than 80% to do it. And that's true for a lot of people that have a healthy retirement.
Right. And I've seen you in the budgetary discussion before with a customer where you go, hey, and they're like, I don't know what our budget is. And you say, checking account go up, checking account go down every month.
Right.
And that's usually the question. And it's a precursor to writing out a budget.
Well, that's the easy way. You're a great question. So, like, when you see that, you know, people's non-IRA regular type savings are going up, that's a sign they're living on less than what they're making.
They make.
If you're not really going up, then you probably need to be making what you're making now.
Readjust your budget.
Or real close. But, you know, really, but it's about what you actually are doing. You know, and that's a big part of, you know, retirement and planning, and the 80-20 rule is part of that, but it's really unique to your situation.
Right. So, well, thanks for talking to us today about the 80-20 rule, and thank you for tuning in. We hope you have a great day.